Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm afraid that I'm also going to speak in English, and I hope I don't speak too quickly so that you can understand me. Anyway, first of all, may I say how pleased I am to be here. France, of course, is a very important country in UNIMOC terms, and it's very welcome for me to come and visit an institution in France outside Paris. So it's very nice to be in a different part of the country. I've been to Paris many times, but only through Lyon on the train many years ago. So my paper is talking about what's next with UNIMOC. But first of all, I thought I should remind us about the history of UNIMOC, because we live in fast-moving times. In fact, it took me only 5.5 hours to travel from London to Lyon by train. In 1966, when LC-MARC, the first of the MARC formats, which of course is now called MARC 21, was developed, it would have taken about 20 hours by train and boat to come from London to Lyon. Now, UNIMOC was conceived in 1974 as a response to the requirement for an international MARC format, and so it was developed by the International Federation of Library Associations starting in 1974. So you could say that UNIMOC is 36 years old. Now, when MARC in general was in its infancy in 1969, the car of the year was a Peugeot 504, and the Rolls-Royce Silver Shadow 2 came a close second the year before that. I'm sorry, I couldn't find a photograph of the Peugeot, but of course I could easily find in British websites a picture of the Rolls-Royce Silver Shadow. Of course, there have been many models of cars since then, but still I think the Rolls-Royce is a good car. So still we can say that UNIMOC, although it's 36 years old, is still a good format. The ISO 2709 record structure of MARC, of course, has remained stable over the period, with only a few minor revisions or modifications. Around the time of the last user group, we were reporting a new version of a MARC, not in the ISO 2709 format, but in XML. So this was a new XML-based record structure known as MARC Exchange, which is an XML version of ISO 2709, meaning that the tags and subfields remain as they are, but only the structure changes. Now, this new standard, MARC XML, was actually developed by the Americans, and it was adopted as an international standard without taking into account the embedded fields of UNIMOC, to the chagrin as much of the Danish promoters of the international standard as of the users of embedded fields, primarily the Italian and Russian users. However, the developers, the organization that looks after MARC Exchange is Danish Standards, and they're always very keen to find compatibility and cooperation and harmonization. And they have promised that when the standard comes up to its first 3-year review, which must be soon now, the requirements of UNIMOC will be taken into account and the standard will be revised. So UNIMOC remains a beacon of stability in an ever-changing world. Unlike LC-MARC, even its name has stayed the same, so we talk about UNIMOC almost from the beginning of the UNIMOC period. Now, computing systems experts are astounded at the longevity of the standard, and even more astounded at the arcane record structure. But the beauty of the ISO 27009 standard and of MARC is that it is fixed. It's very fixed. And so anyone writing a computer program to import or export data from or into UniMARC or other MARC formats, they have no choices to make, so it makes the job very easy. Of course, bibliographic records, unlike records in most computer systems, may remain there forever, or at least we hope forever. For instance, in a national bibliographic system, one's hope is that the records will remain forever, and many records in academic or public library catalogues will have a long life. Additionally, every library has an overlap of resources with every other, and as such, all cataloguing attempts for a particular book basically come up with the same record. So we want to capitalize on this, and for that reason, we've invited to the user group providers of UniMARC records, as Inesh has just said, and that's because one of the major advantages of UniMARC, at least in economic terms, is that using records created by other people reduce cataloging costs, and certainly in the Anglo-American world, this is a very sophisticated system, and most records are only catalogued in one place and distributed throughout the world. So let me turn now to our plans for UniMARC. What is planned for UniMARC over the next few years? We've just had our 21st annual permanent UniMARC committee meeting, and we're looking forward to a new printed edition now of the UniMARC bibliographic format in 2012. In our international version, we've already abandoned the loose leaf version with updates, as it wasn't popular with our users. So almost 2 years ago, we switched to a hard copy version without updates, and I believe that your French translation has been like that for a number of years. Just over a year ago, we published the third edition of UniMARC Authorities, and now we have an approach from the National Library of China to translate authorities into Chinese. So I'm pleased to report that UniMARC Authorities will reach an extra 1.325 billion people. So we continue to work on the detail of the standard, and the meeting this week was no exception. We considered just over 20 proposals, slightly fewer than usual, and that included 15 new or revived proposals. We accepted the draft of a new field 146 to replace field 145, coded data field medium of performance, which was published only for the first time in the third edition, but which had perhaps been published rather too quickly. But since then, the new version has received careful attention from the original proposer, Mr. Massimo Gentile Tedeschi of Italy. We also finalized the field for the 13-digit ISMN, the International Standard Music Number, like the ISBN, has just increased from 10 to 13 digits. And in fact, of course, it's important when an external standard changes and we have to follow it, that we can place the field as quickly as possible somewhere for everybody to see. And so it'll be placed on the IFLA UniMARC website so that we don't have to wait for the new edition to be published before we give you the new version of the field. We also approved the text of new fields for ISAN, the International Standard Audiovisual Number, for UniMARC Authorities, and also the ISTC, the International Standard Text Code, which is for UniMARC Bibliographic and UniMARC Authorities. We reviewed the bibliography in Appendix M, And we're going to reorder it into three categories. We'll have separate categories for ISO standards, IFLA documents, and for the rest of the items in the bibliography. And we'll also give an explanation of the scope. A new code has been added to the record label, character position 18, which defines descriptive cataloguing form to indicate that an item is not in ISBD form, not because it's in a contradictory format, but because in this case ISBD is not relevant, because we're talking about archives, and there has never been in the past, when the ISBDs were separate, archives were never considered. We also considered amendments to the format to accommodate the ISBD area zero. We will have a new set of codes for media types based on ISBD. At the meeting, we also went through two lists of errors, one that I myself and other members of the PUC had found in the third edition, and another excellent list provided by the translators of the French version. After all, one of the best ways to see if a text makes sense is to translate it into another language. So we're very grateful to the French committee for the list of errors that are found, some of which are perhaps not really errors, but ideas for the next edition. So thank you very much to Annick Bernard for producing this list for us. So we've got two lists which we'll merge into one list, and we'll create a new list of the more important errors and mount this on the IFLA website. What else did we do? Well, we reviewed the latest draft of the guidelines for manuscript, and so we're going to actually make further changes to the draft text, and a new draft will be produced. So hopefully it'll be released in about a year, but it's giving us more challenges than we perhaps originally thought. We also laid plans, as Ines mentioned, for the finalising of the Unimark classification format. So we'll be preparing that hopefully for publication in 2011. Other topics, we discussed the IFLA 2010 seminar that we'll be holding, in IFLA terms, we'll be holding a session on Unimark in Gothenburg, and it'll be called Breaking Through the Metadata World, Unimark and Its Relatives. And we also talked about developments from ISO TC46. The SC4 meeting will be taking place in South Korea in May, and I hope to be present there so that I'll be able to report back at later meetings. So that comes to the end of my presentation, and so now we move back, or we carry on with Unimark 2010. So thank you very much.